Simplify your life today.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Oh, we have a good movie review coming your way later in this show, because I think there's a hot movie that's coming out this weekend. Let's just say Denzel Washington's in it and John Travolta. In the meantime, a crackdown on cigarettes. Here comes the FBI. Here comes the FDA. And here we go again. The new Miss California's view on marriage. Birds a problem for the flight path at LaGuardia in New York? No problem now. They're going to gas them. Wow. And the city of Cleburne in Texas is having problems with earthquakes. Can you imagine if your town was rattling and rolling all over the place? Well, four earthquakes in this city that I want to say is about an hour and a half from Dallas, maybe a little bit further than that. So they had to hire a geologist to come in and try to figure out what the deal is here. The last one, 2.8 on the Richter scale, and it's scary. You know, if you live in California, you expect it. If you live in a small town like Cleburne, Texas, I don't know that you're expecting it. Momentarily, we're hoping to be joined by a spokesperson for the city of Cleburne, Charlie Hodges. When we get him, we'll jump to him. And again, talking about Mother Nature. How often does that happen on this show? Our last show, I was talking about unbelievable winds and the ripping apart of trees that felt like a hurricane to me, as somebody who's grown up in that kind of, you know, in that kind of environment where I've been through a couple of hurricanes. I couldn't believe the winds that I was enduring just a night ago. And some of you wrote me some very, very interesting notes about it, because you were comparing your own situations and telling me about some of the weather that you'd been through. So each and every week on the show, we invite you to call in with your weather horror stories. See, more people watch the Weather Channel than ever before, right? 800-259-5791. If you've had a brush with some brutal weather or something else that Mother Nature has served up, let us know. 800-259-5791. Speaking of brutal, North Korea might be prepping for another new nuclear test. Oh, yeah. Kim Jong-il. He is not ready to deal on anything. He might be ill in the real sense of the word, and one of his two sons might be taking over eventually, but he's not too ill to demand more tests or to say, to flex his muscle and say, we're going to do more tests. So North Korea looks like they're prepping for yet another one, kind of that show of defiance, a thumb of the nose to the United Nations, because they're considering new sanctions on these underground nuclear explosions, right, over what happened in May, certainly. Now they're talking about possibly yet more tests. I mean, you've got to be kidding me here with this. There's no way rhetoric, any sense of any of the words back and forth is going to stop this guy. He's a narcissistic, egomaniacal, I guess that's the same word, dictator who wants what he wants, and he's going to go through with it. So, after this last go-about, it hasn't stopped him. I mean, let's face it, North Korea, as someone was talking to me today, was saying, is really a pariah to most countries, to many countries. And they have had some economic sanctions already to begin with, okay? But last month's test specifically did defy a Security Council resolution that was adopted after the first time around in 2006. So you heard what President Obama's had to say about this, that there's no way they're going to continue to let this happen and not have any kind of a response. And North Korea so far has spurned attempts at any kind of an engagement, any kind of negotiation, whatever, real negotiation. So will the North come back to disarmament talks? Maybe eventually, but not so far. Also, the CIA, its director, Leon Panetta, is saying U.S. intelligence agencies are, of course, watching North Korea pretty closely in the hopes of detecting, because now everybody's on red alert, right? He's already pressed the button, we're waiting in these tests. So in the hopes of detecting or preventing North Korea's sale of nuclear missile expertise and technology to anyone willing to pay, they're the agencies are on high alert to try to nail that, because it's pretty hard to spy on North Korea. Already, we've accused Iran of secretly trying to do the same thing, develop atomic weapons, and of course, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who may or may not keep his job, is denying those allegations and says it has nothing to do with what they're doing in Iran, and that's been a sticky situation. And of course, North Korea, it's been even stickier with them, obviously. Now, the defense secretary, where is he? Kind of like Waldo, with all this stuff going on. Well, he's in Brussels. He says there's absolutely no indication that North Korea is making any kind of preparations for a military strike and is kind of dismissing it as more of this rumor stuff that's coming out. But he did throw this in. The regime is unpredictable. So you can't dismiss the threats of that possibility, right? If you hear it, if there's good sources out there, it might happen. So I say to you once again, the good people of America, how do you feel about a war with North Korea? Should it come to that? Let's hope it doesn't come to that, in all honesty, with what's happening in Iraq and clearing out of Iraq, so to speak, at least the majority of the troops by the end of June. Obviously, ramping up in Afghanistan, the horrific situation in Pakistan at this point, and, of course, now the stickiness with North Korea and everything else, if we go back to the Middle East, all that that entails, all the other hot spots as well. Speaking of hot spots, the swine flu pandemic has officially begun. I say officially begun because they bumped it up one more level, and the World Health Organization is just calling it that. They're saying, look, it is a swine flu pandemic. It's the first global flu epidemic that we've had in 41 years, because the cases have really jumped up. See, there's that incubation period weirdness, and then by the time it's officially reported, the cases, 30,000 at this point. Wow, 30,000. And I can remember when this first happened, and many of you calling in and asking if you were concerned about the swine flu and if you were anxious for some kind of a vaccination, or if you felt like if you had some of the symptoms or if somebody in your neighborhood had them, or what about your kids' schools? And we saw some of the schools close down, certainly in New York, and then we saw that happen in Texas as well, for fear of, you know, what could happen with this new strain of flu. And so much of the focus was on Mexico, and especially Mexico City, but a lot of those resort towns as well. But, of course, it's spread all over the place. It seemed like every night for a couple of weeks we were giving you the countdown. How many doctors did we talk to and other people about the whole thing with the swine flu? Was it propped up, and was it exaggerated, and was there sort of this fear thing being spread out there, or was this something to be concerned about? And how many times did we see Margaret Chan, Dr. Chan, the WHO chief, get in front of the microphones and make announcement after announcement as to what was going on with the flu? But she said she was moving to phase 6. It's the highest alert level. It means pandemic, global epidemic underway. So it is the first time, as I said, in 41 years. Don't go away. We've just scratched the surface. Hang with us. A jam-packed edition of ATN.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And I know you're speaking of me. Get beside me.
All right, we got a bunch of callers actually backing up here on America Tonight. Coming up later on the show, we'll get to all that and plus the emails as well. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with you coast to coast and everywhere in between. We have some new affiliates to welcome on. We'll do that a little bit later on the show as well. But Cleburne, I was talking about that Texas town where they're experiencing those earthquakes. And you just automatically think earthquakes, California. I lived in California, went through some bad times with earthquakes. Luckily, I wasn't ever in the epicenter. But crazy, crazy stuff. Joining us now, Charlie Hodges. He's a spokesperson for the city of Cleburne. Charlie, thanks for popping on with us, as I know you have some very early mornings. I appreciate you hanging in our green room there drinking a latte.
No problem. How are you?
I'm good. Tell everybody, you know, listen across the country, what started to happen? Because you had your fourth earthquake.
Well, actually, we had five, Kate. We started a week ago from this last Tuesday, so about, 10 days ago?
Yeah.
We had a earthquake about 2.8 on the scale, and it sort of, you know, I caught people's attention. The USGS says that you generally do not feel an earthquake if it's under a 3. It's 2.8. It happened near the center of town, not down, a little bit north of downtown. And the funny thing was that a lot of people in the area where the quake happened didn't feel it, but down by the lake in a part of the southwest part of town, we had a town of about 30,000 people. And that's where most of the people were feeling it, and they're feeling it down in other parts of the county. So, you know, rather cool earthquake, you know, little concerning, but, you know, we'll keep an eye on things. Then we had one on Sunday night, one on Monday, and then two on Tuesday when the city council was meeting. Now, we're sitting there, council workshop going on at about 5 o'clock. The only vibrations going on in City Hall when the earthquake hit were the Blackberries going off, because we're getting phone calls from people saying, hey, we had another earthquake, you know, people calling 911, we need, you know, what are we going to do? At that point, the city said, okay, four in a week is enough, and set a agenda item, you know, a little state law, rigmarole. They decided they'd try to do something that night. And right after the announcement was made that we're going to hold the meeting that night, we had the other earthquake. Both of them in the same location, both of them 3 miles underground.
Wow.
At the same stinking intersection. So the city said we're going to get an engineer or a geologist in to take a look at this, and it just turned out that SMU from Dallas, about an hour up the road, decided that they wanted to take a look at this. They have some seismographs and other things, and we're working with SMU to come down and set their equipment up next week, and hopefully we can have a couple more of these things and provide some information for these geologists to go crazy over so they can study and examine, and we can find out whether the earthquakes are caused by natural phenomenon, you know, the earth just doing what the earth does, or if it's being caused by natural gas drilling, because we have, what, 200 natural gas wells either permitted or operating in the city, and about 1,000 more in the county where we're located, which is just south of Fort Worth.
Yeah, that area is ripe with natural gas. A lot of the folks, to their benefit, have made some substantial money, actually, Charlie. I've talked to a few people down there, and they said they embrace it. They bring it on in. But, boy, it'd be weird to see, not weird, but it'd be interesting to see if that was tied to these earthquakes.
Well, the city makes a lot of money off of natural gas. We made over $8 million in natural gas royalties last year. We're projecting to make about $6.5 million this year. So whenever we, you know, when the debate started and we said, well, is it the gas drilling? And we'd say, no, it's not the gas drilling. Then people sit there and say, well, yeah, you're making over $5 million a year in royalties. Of course you're going to say that. So that's why we're doing our due diligence, and we're being a little more proactive in this, because we have such a dog in the hunt.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. How long has that been going on? You know, when was that? Because I'm not familiar.
Five earthquakes in 7 days, Kate. You have to realize that this area was settled basically in the 1870s is when Cleburne was founded as a town.
Mm-hmm.
And from that time to now, no earthquakes. From last Tuesday to this past Tuesday, seven. I think we need to find out what's going on.
I think so, too. What I was trying to say, though, was how long has the natural gas drilling been
natural
going on?
Natural gas drilling's been going on since about 2002, 2003.
Wow. Yeah, and they just found that there was just, like I said, ripe with natural gas, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're part of a thing called the Barnett Shale. It's one of the largest natural gas deposits in the country. But the gas is stuck in rock. So what they have to do is they drill the wells down, and then they do something called frack the rock to free the natural gas. And they shoot down water at a very high rate. And that cracks the rock, and that frees the natural gas.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And for people who don't know, it's a lovely place. I've been to Cleburne many, many times. It's, what, 30 miles south of Fort Worth?
30 miles south of Fort Worth, yeah. It's a beautiful town. County seat of Johnson County. You know, come down and visit us sometime.
Oh, I love Cleburne, absolutely. I think it's just a great, super, super great town, very hospitable people, and it's just a stone's throw away from Fort Worth, no doubt about it. Hey, for people listening, because I know that I went out to the Colonial a bunch, and people were talking to me across the country about what that was like, and I actually met a lot of people from Cleburne. Do you get overflow in some of the hotels and stuff down there from people going to Fort Worth?
Every once in a while we do, yeah. We have a lot of hotel space down in Cleburne. Now, wasn't that much case, maybe about 8-9 years ago, but it is now. Everything from a posh, reconditioned 1924 era hotel that has been refurbished with all the amenities to your Comfort Inns and your Best Westerns. I mean, we have just about everything. And, you know, and you're bringing up a point, or I'm drifting to a point, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
City of Cleburne, we're building a new conference center. They can handle conferences of any size. We have a golf course that is going to be a gem of North Texas. We're opening new buildings that are renovating buildings and recreating our town. And now we're known for itty-bitty earthquakes that are just, you know, people in California. If you're sitting in California right now listening, you're probably laughing at 2.8, 2.6, 2.4, 2.1 earthquakes. But when you're in a pretty solid rock foundation,
mm-hmm.
To have those earthquakes,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of a big deal for us, and the Dallas-Fort Worth media is going crazy. That's why it's playing up.
Right.
And, you know, to be known for the earthquakes when we're doing so much to try to better our town and our community, it's a little disheartening, but it's something that we live with.
Yeah, you still need to put, I think it would still be fun to put t-shirts together, though, that you survived the quakes.
Oh, well, yeah, we're working on that. A little bit too close and too soon to the
right.
Events to put them out, I am told. But it's going to happen.
All right, save one of those for me, buddy.
I will. I appreciate you letting us make our case.
Oh no, I'm glad America got to hear the story. And Charlie, thanks so much. I'll be anxious to tee it up with you on July 2nd and check out that new golf course.
Yeah, it's a gem, Kate. You're gonna love it.
Excellent. Thanks for staying up late. We appreciate it.
No problem. See you later.
You have a good one. So Cleburne, like Charlie said, it's interesting joking that many of you listening to us on the West Coast, or many people have been through earthquakes, like he said, 2.1, 2.3, 2.8, 2.6, that kind of stuff. You know, you're laughing at that. But when you're in an area where, as he mentioned, a town that was founded so long ago, back in the late 1800s, just a, you know, stone's throw away from a bigger city, Fort Worth, you're not expecting something like that. And there have been other places that have had surprise earthquakes over the years. Now, it's not just California, but usually they're not of a big consequence. When you think of earthquakes, you definitely think of anywhere in the Northern California region or the Southern California region. Hang with us. We're going to talk about global warming coming up next. Or is there really global warming? That's the question. Stick with us. We'll talk about it on America Tonight.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Well, we've talked about this a ton on America Tonight. Is global warming real? Is it man-made? Is it the personal pet project of Al Gore's, etc.? How many times have we gone over this on this show? So is it a man-made disaster or is it a natural process? Is it doing us more good than harm? Some of the questions that we constantly have talked about in the last 3 years here on the show. Joining us now is Calvin Beissner to talk about that very thing. We're thrilled to get him on with us. Hey, Cal, thanks for coming on ATN. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. It's my privilege.
Well, first of all, the question of global warming. I was in Turks and Caicos 2 years ago, and Al Gore was there. He's having a big fundraiser, and it was huge on the island. And, of course, a lot of wealthy Americans who had property there, that was all the buzz. They had flown in to be at this big ceremony and presentation.
Shame on them, Kate. They shouldn't have flown in. I mean, that puts an awful lot of CO2 into the air.
I know. That's exactly what I was thinking. Whoops. So the question of global warming, it's like a business now. The word, just the word itself, is a business. Let's face it. Let's be honest about it. So enlighten us as to your thoughts on that question.
Well, Kate, I'm with a group called the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation. And our mission is to bring together excellent science and economics with a biblical Christian worldview and theology and ethics to address simultaneously economic development for the very poor and good environmental stewardship. And the problem that we see is that many, many times environmental regulation turns out to have negative consequences for the world's poor. And if there's anything that exemplifies that, it's regulation designed to try to fight global warming. Because what it does is it achieves nothing in reducing future temperatures, nothing of any significance. And it pushes up energy prices by forcing us away from the cheapest energy sources, gas, oil, natural gas, oil, and coal, and it pushes us toward much more expensive sources. And you do that, you raise the price of energy, and that means you raise the price of everything else because everything else gets made by energy, and that hurts the poor. I'm thinking mostly of the poor in places like sub-Saharan Africa, where an average woman will spend about 4 to 5 hours a day just wandering around gathering sticks and dung, plastering that dung around the outside of her hut so that it can dry in the sun, and then she brings it inside and uses it as fuel to cook her food and to heat her hut. And that puts off smoke that, frankly, is the worst sort of pollution you can imagine. The World Health Organization estimates that it kills about 2 or 3 million people a year, most of them women and young children. I think that that's just simply not acceptable. And the idea that in order to fight a very speculative problem of man-made global warming with a solution that won't work because it cannot make any significant impact on temperature at an extremely high cost of trillions of dollars, while we're pushing up energy prices and delaying the time when the poor can get electricity for their huts, I think that that's just unconscionable.
Oh, and you know the push is on big time for this because it's all about the green movement, and you know, and there's nothing wrong with being an American and recycling your newspapers, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about going deeper than that. And some of the things, you're right, that are being pushed that will change a lot of things that will end up, even just in America, of course, in other world places where they're fighting extreme poverty, but even just in America, people that are barely making it are going to really find themselves in an incredible pinch.
Yeah, the bill that just recently passed through the Energy and Commerce Committee of the House of Representatives, the Center for Data Analysis of the Heritage Foundation estimates that will raise just energy costs alone for the average average household in America by about $1,500 a year. That's $125 a month. Now, that's just for oil, gas, electricity, natural gas. It doesn't include the increased price of everything else because the cost of energy for making everything else has gone up. It's going to hit the poor hardest because the poor spend a higher proportion of their monthly budget on energy than do the middle class and the wealthy. So it's really a regressive tax is what it is. It's a tax on everybody, but it taxes the poor at a higher rate than it taxes anybody else.
Yeah, we're talking with Dr. Cal Beissner, of course, from the Cornwall Alliance. As he's mentioning, you can go to cornwallalliance.org, easy to remember, and you can see a lot of the great work, actually, that you're doing. Because the thing, you're backing up what you're saying, because you have all these people on board, and you're going through it, you know, step by step, and that's what you're telling us. I mean, you can take anything that's out there, and that's what you're trying to show. Just don't believe everything you read, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, a few years ago, a group released a paper that they claimed gave the real facts about global warming. They didn't give the names of any of the authors. They didn't cite any sources. They didn't give data. They didn't give the evidence and the arguments. They just said, here are the conclusions. Trust us. And a bunch of different theologians and pastors signed on. And I, frankly, as a pastor, as a theologian, I think that that was an abuse of pastoral authority. And it endangers pastors' ability to speak credibly because they were asked to sign something that they really didn't understand. We responded by developing a document that we called The Call to Truth, Prudence, and Protection of the Poor, co-authored by a world-class climatologist, an energy policy analyst, an environmental economist, and myself, who I'm a theologian, but I've been studying environmental science and economics for 20-plus years. And we cited sources, we cited evidence and data and that sort of thing. We made the case. And then we went out and we got people who had expertise in the field as our endorsers. People can read that at our website, cornwallalliance.org, and see why it is that we say that temperature change, climate change is natural, it's cyclical, human influence is minute, and there's frankly nothing that we can do to try to control it, to try to reduce future temperatures, and the money spent on it is going to be totally wasted, could be much better spent on all manner of things like providing pure drinking water, sewage sanitation, electricity for homes in poor countries, things of that sort.
Yeah, and I bet it's interesting, and as you just said, you know, you flush things out, et cetera, and you gave your credentials and the credentials of others in talking about what you're doing. You must run up against serious opposition, though, I mean, because there's definitely a brick wall there.
Yeah, we do. Usually what happens is that people attack the person. They don't argue the case. We've found that over and over. We've tried to get the other side actually to come and be involved in formal debates. I managed it once with the primary author of that other document. He turned out to be an ethics professor who had never significantly studied the science or the economics of climate change and climate change policy. And just before we went on for the debate, he said, "You know, in preparing for this debate, I found out the science was a whole lot more nuanced than I thought it was at first." And I thought, "You chump, why didn't you do the study necessary for that before you wrote that document and got a bunch of people committed to a policy that is extremely wasteful?"
Yeah.
But that's what happens.
Yeah, and you said this. You pointed this out in the beginning. You've got a whole bunch of people working with you, from theologians, clergy-type religious leaders, but scientists, economists, academics. So if somebody says, "Oh, well, this is, you know, of course, look what they're saying here," you're saying that. You're willing to debate. You're willing to do that, but yet, you know, nobody's going to take a flyer on it.
Yeah, and a lot of the public has swallowed the line from the mainstream media that there is scientific consensus on this. There never has been scientific consensus on it. And if anything, the direction that the science is going in the refereed journals and in the technical studies that are being done at universities and research centers around the world, the direction it's going is increasingly to saying human influence on global climate is much smaller than was thought by, say, the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. There's really nothing that we can do to intentionally try to shape it that has a cost-benefit ratio that is benefit more than cost. And instead, the best thing that we can do is to promote economic development so that we're prepared to adapt to whatever the climate future brings. And sometimes it's going to be warmer, sometimes it's going to be colder, because that's what climate does. It changes. It never stays the same.
Yeah, absolutely. How about this issue? Because this is a big one, obviously, and I've been asked to help many times on this. The issue of what's going on with malaria and how many people are infected with it in the developing countries and all that other sort of stuff. What do you say to that? Because isn't this a disease that we can control?
Yes, it certainly is. In fact, malaria was common to almost all of the 48 lower states of the United States until World War II. We wiped it out in the 1940s, primarily through the use of DDT, which turns out to be an extremely safe pesticide that does not have any ill effect on humans, turned out not to be involved in thinning the eggshells of birds or anything like that. But because of the book Silent Spring by Rachel Carson back in 1962, we wound up banning it in the 1970s, and then the UN banned it as well. And because of that, countries all over Africa and Asia saw their struggle against malaria set back by a generation and more. And we've paid for that with, you know, to the tune of about 45 or 50 million lives lost over those years that didn't need to be lost to malaria. Now, some people fear that global warming is going to bring more malaria because it will extend the range of those mosquitoes. Nonsense. Malaria was endemic to the United States, clear up to the Canadian border and beyond. The world's worst malaria epidemic in history was in Siberia.
Yep.
It's not a tropical disease. It's a disease of poverty for those places that cannot afford to fight the mosquitoes that bring the disease. And so that's why we need to produce, to promote economic growth. This is why WeGetIt.org, an operation of ours, WeGetIt.org has a little declaration that we'd love for people to come and sign. They can just go to WeGetIt.org and read the declaration. It says, look, don't waste our money on speculative environmental fears when there are much more important things that can be done instead.
Yeah, well said. Dr. Cal, thanks so much for stopping by. We appreciate it. Keep doing
Thank
it over
you,
there
Kate.
At the Cornwall Alliance. We'll be back with more here on America Tonight.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Right out the gate, boy, talking about a bunch of different things, including those crazy earthquakes in Texas, in Cleburne, Texas. As somebody who was a Californian and lived through, I didn't really live through an earthquake. I covered an earthquake. The Bay Area earthquake. Remember the one where the Giants and the A's were playing each other in the series? And I was like a pup. I was practically fresh out of school and knew nothing really about earthquakes. And then that earthquake hit, and it was terrible what happened. I mean, a lot of people died in that earthquake. And you had the city of San Francisco was beyond being rocked. And the Candlestick Park just kind of wobbled was the description. And the field looked like it had almost been turned upside down. You know what I'm saying? It was almost like an optical illusion kind of thing. So what happened is I covered the aftermath, but certainly felt the aftershocks. And it was scary. It was scary to me because, you know, what do I know the difference between the aftershock and the earthquake itself and, you know, whatever else? I can remember talking to my family back east after this. So I think my mother thought she had an opening to get me out of California. And it was just like, make sure you have everything you need in the back of that car. Put all those earthquake supplies. But what are earthquake supplies? Water and clothes? I don't know. And some food in case you have to drive away and get away from the earthquake site? I mean, please. All right, so here's the deal. We just talked to Dr. Cal about whether global warming exists or whether it's man-made, or what the deal is. And the reason we had Dr. Cal on is because a lot of us are in the middle, can't decide, and we're listening to lots of different thoughts on this and lots of different presentations on it. I'm somebody who's trying to enlighten myself on this whole idea. And as I said to him, I think there are things that we all should do and can do, for goodness sake, if you're not at least recycling newspapers. I mean, what does that take? And, you know, there is something to that, watching the trees go down, etc. But how much of it is unscientifically proven, and then how much is scientifically proven? And there is a real battle going on with the whole idea of global warming, and certainly we've seen that in our own Congress, right? Dana is listening to us in Texas. Dana, thanks for the call. What are your thoughts on global warming, etc.?
Well, I have two comments, one on your second guest on the global warming and one on the earthquakes in Clayburgh,
sure.
If I could.
Sure.
The global warming, I truly believe there probably is global warming going on because it is a cycle of nature. However, I think the behavior of mankind, especially atomic testing and bombs that began in 1945, you know, with Hiroshima and Nagasaki to stop World War II, and the first one in New Mexico at White Sands Proving Ground that went off called Trinity before
sure.
they dropped the two on Japan. There is so much heat expanded out of those bombs, and we tested over 1,000.
Right.
Not all of them were above ground, but they were until 1962. And then they had some below ground that blew the tops off the ground caverns, so to speak, and emitted all of this heat and radiation out into the air again. So I think that, and that's just us. There's all the other countries over the years. I think all of that has contributed to edge on and spur on and increase what Mother Nature was going to do anyway.
Mm.
You know, when you hear all this global warming, and I've read articles and heard talks and all kinds of stuff,
sure.
Nobody ever talks about the atomic testing heat effects on the atmosphere. Nobody ever brings it up, Kate.
Well,
you
know why that is, though. You want to talk about controversial, you're right. Nobody wants to go and open that Pandora's box and say, what could that have possibly done to the core? But you make an excellent point. What ultimately were the effects? You're right. What were the effects? We don't know.
Well, that's the thing. They didn't even know if you read about the Trinity or you get the day, what is it? I have to call you back sometime with the name of the tape. It's an excellent movie about it. They didn't even know when they took that bomb and blew it up if it was going to catch the atmosphere on
yeah,
fire.
You're right.
Because they knew it was unbelievable amount of heat. And that was just the Trinity one. That wasn't even as big as the other two that they dropped on Japan. And they've had many bigger than those two. I mean, we vaporized this country, vaporized three islands in the Marshall Islands at the Bikini Atoll.
You're right.
With neutron piss.
Right.
So, you know, it just, why do they never bring this in? They're blaming us. They're saying it's everything that we use and hairspray and
yeah.
all this stuff. But
yeah.
they're not taking it back to where it really began.
Right.
Now, I truly believe that all of the heat produced starting in 45 forward has nudged on what Mother Nature was going to do in the first place.
Yeah.
Because it is a cycle. It is a cycle.
Yeah, I agree that it's a cycle. I think it's a cycle, too, in talking. And, you know, obviously, I commend you for this because you try to educate yourself, and I try to do the same thing, and you know this.
I wrote a book.
About it, yeah.
I was trying to find out how I got bone marrow leukemia when I have never worked around radiation.
Right.
And that's the only thing that causes it. With chromosome damage in bone marrow leukemia is ionized
wow.
radiation. And they learned this from studying the victims in the Japanese bombs.
Wow.
It took me 7 months, and I couldn't believe what all I found. The books I read, the things I found on the Internet, I was so angry. Because we were all guinea pigs, everybody.
Mm-hmm,
all those
mm-hmm.
baby boomers, our parents, everybody in the world was a guinea pig.
Mm.
And we had scientists in California Teller and the ones in Los Alamos and in the Manhattan Project. These people had the AEC, Atomic Energy Commission / DOE today, Department of Energy, These people had blank checks that the government just gave them whatever they wanted to go out into the desert in Nevada or to go out in the
Pacific. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. And you know this. Yeah, you know this. We're going to calm you down here for a second. You know this. There's been a ton of movies made about this. I'll try to come up with one documentary that I saw. What did you think of the earthquake deal?
Well, I live in West Fort Worth. So I was here when all the ones were going on, if you remember. Where are you at? Are you in Texas or someplace else?
I'm in Texas, yeah.
Okay. I thought you said the other day you were in Richardson or something. But anyway, when you opened your door and all the
oh, yeah, I almost flew out of the, with the door, yes. Mm-hmm.
But so then you know of the ones that were going on between Fort Worth and Dallas that
right.
happened a few months ago. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, I do a lot of research on different things, and I happen to have that I found the water aquifers for the United States and the sinkholes for Texas. And it's real interesting, the water aquifers, you know, they have the thin walls and blah, blah, blah from the rocks and everything. And the sinkhole, the map, sits right over those aquifers. So when you look at that and you talking about earthquakes, I did a study on earthquakes many years ago for an informative speech in college. And it was the September of the San Francisco one, because I was in the panhandle where I'm from. Didn't know anything about earthquakes. Never been around them, you know, up around Amarillo. So I did that study, and I was amazed what I found out. One thing you can learn from studying about earthquakes is you can cause man-made earthquakes, and you can do this by filling dams or lakes too fast. They caused them in Nevada when they filled the water for the dam up there, for Hoover Dam.
I remember that. I used to live in Vegas. Hey, we're up against it, Dana. Thanks for the conversation. You're obviously passionate about what you're talking about. I lived in Vegas. It's interesting. I lived in California. I lived in Vegas. And in living in Vegas, I found out a lot of interesting things about the Hoover Dam. Fascinating, because I went all the way down under. They took me on a tour all the way through everything. And now I think you can still go on the tour, and you can hear some of the things that Dana was talking about. And they had a problem, too, with an earthquake out in that area. But they don't let you go down quite as far after 9/11. I think you only can go to the one level. Hey, Matt Johnson, I'm dying to find out. Did the Magic win in overtime, or what happened? Did my Lakers roll?
Kobe and the Lakers rolled on to
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Win. Really?
Oh, come on, really?
Who earns for that?
Really?
Yeah.
That was some applause for that.
No. Kobe Bryant did elbow Jameer Nelson in the final seconds and not get called for it, though.
All right, I'm going to have to go back and look at that, because I don't believe you. I think you're just feeling gnarly because the Magic went down. Hey, I have nothing against the Magic. I actually like the Magic, but I picked the Lakers to win this, so I want one of my picks to hold up this year. At least, please, you can shoot me an email day or night to americatonight.net.